Happy to have you aboard here for the Really Big Barbecue Show.
Boing. We cook because we have to, and we grill because we want to.
Hit me.
Fine, how you doing?
You have a great show. I'm a big fan.
Boing.
So what seems to be the problem here? This man looks like he's dead, and he's in the crackle.
Charbono! It's all about the Charbono, dude!
Succulent fish, what?
He ate 2 feet 4 wieners.
Oh, listen, Libertius, shut your face.
I'm shaking like a dog shit peach seed.
We have top men working on it right now. Top men.
Hey, we're in the second hour, there's no doubt about it. It's the Barbecue Central Show. We talk about all the things that are important here in the barbecue and grilling universe. You missed the first hour. Shame on you. Malcolm Reed was great, non-location, sounding like $1 million. And the long-awaited debut, Andrew Zimmern, stopped by for a bit of an extended second interview segment, 35 past, all available for podcast tomorrow if you missed it. So to come on the show this evening, Sam the Cooking Guy, we say good evening to those of you watching through the video streaming platforms that I'm not going to name because it takes up time. We have a new YouTube poll question of the week that we're asking everybody. How quickly do you expect to text a message after you send one? And your options are 1 minute or less, 5 minutes or less, or no expectation of reply at all. And currently, 62% of you are saying 5 minutes or less, 28% falling a little bit. Say no expectation at all, and then where I sit, 1 minute or less, 10%. Wow, a shocker, I'm a dick. But as I said, if I'm reaching out through text, it's not for nonsense. It's for nonsense. I can't come up with anything better than that. Coming up on the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less this coming Friday, episode 333, taking you back to May 7th of 2013. So 11 years ago, to the day today, but it'll be a couple days after that. This week, we're featuring one of the co-owners and creators of Code 3 Spices, Chris Bonnemeyer. A lot of you might be familiar with Mike Radicevich, one of the other co-founders, but the other half is Chris. So you get to learn about Code 3 and how it came to life and what they do aside from selling some very good rubs. And you can subscribe to the show by visiting thebbqcentralshow.com/subscribe. And if you want to hear a show all your own, you just email John, J-O-N, at thebbqcentralshow.com and let them know what you'd like to hear. Also, don't forget the new season of the Famous Dave's All-Star Barbecue Challenge Series starts in 11 days. There are now two events that kick off opening weekend. That's going to be May 18th, Fresno, California, and Union Gap, Washington. Remember, not only do teams have the opportunity to win cash prizes, the Grand Champ and Reserve Grand Champ win bids to the barbecue portion of the 2024 World Food Championships in Indianapolis, Indiana, which we learned all about with Mike McLeod last week. So I think that catches us up. Hey, good for us. We did it. And now we continue to stay on track as I put my pal scripts in motion. You don't know what that means. Sam the Cooking Guy is in the green room. But before we get to him, we'll talk to you about Primo, because what do we love about Primo? We love everything that Malcolm talked about Primo. We love oval shapes. We love the ability of being able to do a true two-zone cook. So you can bank all the lit coals over on the right or the left side. There's even a diverter plate that goes right into the middle, so you can section it off completely, a complete segregation of coals and non-coals if you want. That's not a diverter plate, but it's a separator. Then there are diverter plates that can go on top of the coals if you would like. They have great accessories, pizza ovens, pizza oven insert, I should say. They have a rotisserie, like a standard rotisserie spit, but then they also have a basket. You want to throw a bunch of chicken wings in this basket, you light the Primo up, hit the little spinner, and now you have a rotisserie basket full of chicken wings or pickles. If you want a rotisserie basket eggs that have been hard boiled. Limits your imagination. I mean, you can tell I'm limited, but you're probably not. Only sold through dealers. So what does that mean? You have to go to PrimoGrill.com, find the dealer near you, visit the dealer in person, touch and feel all the different ovals. They're happy to be touched and felt. And then you take the one that you think is best going to fit your needs and budget. And again, plenty of accessories to totally outfit your Primo Grill experience. And remember, still on pre-order right now, the XXL. I have the XL in my backyard, but you, with a $50 deposit, can hold an order for the XXL. 500 square inches of cooking space. Bigger than mine. And not the first time I've heard that. PrimoGrill.com. That's PrimoGrill.com. And we'll be back with Sam the Cooking Guy right after this. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Dan Patrick, and Greg Rampey. The Mountain Rushmore of talk show entertainment. Now, let's get back to the Barbecue Central Show.
This portion being brought to you by Pit Barrel Cooker, the most unbelievable outdoor cooking device on the planet when it comes to upright barrels, available in three different sizes. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you're a jaded professional. It's a cooker you want to add to the arsenal. No matter what, visit pitbarrelcooker.com and tell them the Barbecue Central Show sent you. My next guest currently has 3.7 million YouTube subscribers as of 1,300 hours today. I checked it. And he is our second hour recurring guest. Barbecue Central Show's guest Hall of Famer, Sam the Cooking Guy. And there he is, sending hearts our way. Oh, didn't work that time.
No, I think you got to do that, right?
Oh, I thought the peace sign did something, though, too. Wasn't it like balloons?
Hold on. Stand by. Wait. Clear the screen. Wait. Let it happen.
Let's go. There we go. Yes. Thank goodness.
I don't know who was bored at work the day they thought that needed to happen. But they need more shit to do because that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, and it just happens all the time. And you probably don't even think about it. You know, you're just saying, you're signing off of a Zoom call and do one of these.
Hey, everybody see
it. Yeah. Oh, balloon. Oh, no, maybe that doesn't. Wow, look at that.
There you go. Look what happened. Wow. Ridiculous.
It's amazing that it can tell the difference between one-handed peace sign for balloons and then two-handed peace signs going like this, and then you get the confetti.
It's ridiculous. I can't stand it. There's better things for people to concentrate on at work than this. Whatever the hell happens when I do this, it's too nothing.
Wow, there it is. Yep, yeah. That stuff, mate. You're gonna have and a mess on your floor.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
God. All right. Hey, I miss you. How are you?
It feels like, did we take a month off, or is it because the last month was five weeks?
No, I don't think we did, but we have not had our regular, you know, once, twice, thrice times a week conversations. I don't know why.
Well,
but we haven't.
We have a YouTube poll question of the week that we're asking everybody, including all guests, which is this. How quickly do you expect a text message reply after you send one? Your options are as follows. 1 minute or less.
Five. No expectations.
No expectations. Wow.
I have no expectation of.
Yeah, but so I mean, why send it?
Because you need the information.
But if you have no expectation that you're going to get a reply,
How do you feel about the new lamb birria taco on the menu for next month? I don't need to know right effing now.
But like,
sometimes I want the information, but I mean, if it's an emergency, I have to have the fucking information.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the person.
Mm. Yeah. But a lot of people don't like to call.
I don't care.
Most people
like
to call. Text.
They might not like, I know. The kids do that.
Yeah, but kids are also like Max's age.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's not 18.
Let them text. It doesn't matter. Let them text and then get a reply whenever the hell it comes. If I text somebody, I have no expectation of immediacy. I don't need it. If I need it, I'm going to call or I'm going to say, answer me right now if you can.
63% of YouTube voting's public are 5 minutes or less is where their time expectation is.
63% of the voting public have unrealistic expectations, then they need to just take a chill pill, a Valium or something, have a cocktail, relax a little bit. Just calm all this shit down.
27% agree with you, no expectation at all, but I fall in the 10%, right. 1 minute or less. I think I should get a reply back within a minute or less.
You're the queen of England?
I don't know, but I figure, if you send me a text, as I said in the beginning of the show, if you send me a text and you don't get a reply back within a minute, I'm either at work, I'm involved in something that wouldn't otherwise allow me to send a text.
So otherwise, why not extend that courtesy to everybody? Maybe people aren't ready to answer. Maybe they're in the bathroom. Maybe they're taking a shower. Maybe they don't want to answer right now. They have to think about it. Just lower your expectations, buddy.
I try not to have expectations, but in that instance,
that's not true.
I want to start.
In this case, clearly you do.
Yes. Well, clearly it is. I got to work on that. I want to get to no expectation at all. I just want to send a text and go, listen, I don't care if anybody even answers. I'm just getting it out.
Here's the deal. I'm older than you.
Barely.
As you get older, I think certain things in life start to take a back seat. What's that mean? What am I going to go crazy? What am I going to make myself crazy for over shit like that? I'm not. There's other things I can make myself nuts over.
We got a book update.
Me?
Yeah.
You need another book? I just had a book come out.
Like how's it going?
Ago.
What's the book update?
Oh, it's going good. It's good. Here's the conversation. What's the next book already?
I thought I know you were talking about it, but I didn't know we were going to be starting to put ironclad clamps on that.
We're starting to put whatever you just said. That's happening. That's happening right now. The concept is being bandied about.
Is it going to be a live fire book?
No, this next one won't be.
All right. No. You ever thought about writing a novel, like for real?
No, like never, fictional and novel? I probably won't.
Wait, nonfiction.
I've come closer to thinking about doing a kid's book.
Yeah. Why not?
Little kids. Yeah. Yeah.
You got a storyboard on one?
No.
Or just think that you would like to write a kid's book?
Yeah. I think it's one of those things in life. We had this conversation before. I told you I got invited to a Hooters bikini contest thing once. Right?
No.
Did I tell you that? Oh.
Please go ahead. And don't skip a detail.
So I got invited to a Hooters bikini competition thing.
Wow.
I got the email and blah, blah, blah. And I said to Kelly, look what I got. And she goes, you're not going to go. I go, oh, I am absolutely going. She goes, why would you go to that? I go, for two reasons. Number one, because who gets invited to be a judge at a Hooters bikini contest?
Only the lucky.
Right? Lucky. I was fortunate that day I got that email. So I go, so there's always that. And then if all of my male friends, if my male friends found out that I said no to a Hooters bikini, my man card would have been removed. And honestly, I'm not going to ogle. I'm going Oogle. To be able to say, it's not Oogle. I think it's Oogle. I'm going so I can say, yes, that's one more thing I got to do as Sam, the cooking guy.
Yeah.
You know, people that do the stuff I do get to do cool things sometimes. And that was one of the things. And I went, I took my nephew. He was of age.
Yeah.
And it was...
He wasn't wearing sweatpants, was he?
No, he was. That's creepy, man. Why did you say shit like that? Ew.
Have you met me?
God, I hope your wife does. I hope your wife doesn't have I met you. No, not in person, actually.
Right, no. Right.
Soon. Not in person. Yeah. Soon. Yeah,
did you pick the winner overall, like the one you like the best that you win?
There's been way too much alcohol and potentially drugs between then and now, and I don't even remember. But I remember the night. I remember people being very excited that I was there, like people just watching. It was very cool. It honestly, the audience reacting to me was meant more to me than sort of the event. But it was a cool thing, and I mean, that's up there. It's on my list. Not because it was women scantily clad, whatever.
Doesn't hurt.
It was just a cool thing to be invited to.
Yeah, of course. I would go in a second.
I've cooked for the King of Jordan.
Right.
I've been invited to Korea by the CEO of the company that owns Korean Airlines. Those are the little things. Hooters, you know. That kind of stuff. I went to a juvenile prison in San Diego with another chef I know, a guy named Matt Gordon, and we did like a class for kids that were in. It's not juvie. It's real actual kids jail. They're in jail,
real jail.
The guards don't have guns. Looks like a jail, smells like a jail, feels like a jail, looks like a jail. The only difference is they're younger and the guards don't carry guns. These are the things that make me say I'm so fortunate that I get to do this varied thing, these varied things. Yeah, yeah. So
Matt Osman is writing in, what's the purpose of this great story about the book again? So you're just saying that you happen to be invited to do some great things. You want to check things off, and a children's book would be one you might want to check off the list as things to
children's
do.
Book so would be
tying it back
100%.
A number.
I've been on the Today Show a bunch of times. I've been on Good Morning America. These are these little things that add up. So a children's book. One more thing.
All right.
Sorry.
We've never talked about this. We've never talked about this before. I've mentioned it. I played the clip. We've never talked about it.
God.
Why not do it tonight? For everybody that doesn't know,
Jesus,
Sam the Cooking Guy has been on the show for, I don't know, it's probably going on a dozen years now, if you can believe it, but like a dozen.
Has it been that long?
I think it's been a dozen years, at least 10, wow. But I think a dozen.
You look the same. You look exactly the same.
I do? I think I look older. What do you think about my Pits and Spits barbecue button down? Like it's a full button down.
I think you should be rocking stuff like that.
All right.
I think every episode, do you call these an episode or video?
It's an episode.
What would you call what I do on YouTube?
It's an episode.
Yep. Max says
anything that's a number is an episode.
Max says a video. I go, no, it's an episode.
Like he says, we're gonna shoot a video.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I get that, episode. But I think.
And I don't think it's because I'm a man of a certain age. It's just I'm that's the world that I came from.
Yeah. So for everybody listening,
I think you should go ahead.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You want me to gear out?
I think you should rock a different. Like everybody should send you a shirt. You should wear it. There you go. Pits and Spits. It's amazing.
How great is that? I don't think a lot of places don't have this quality. Like this is it's a good quality and it's very irreverent as far as clothes are concerned for the barbecue world. So, you know,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. You're going to somebody's backyard for a party in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Your wife says, all right, we're leaving at 1:30.
Yeah.
You go, great. At 1:25, you come downstairs in that shirt. What does she say to you?
Did you start the car? She doesn't care.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the meat man. Excellent. So, I mean, if for some, I don't know how it's going to happen, but if
can you separate that clip and put that into your open, I'm the meat.
I'm the meat man. At some point, I might have grandkids. So the male portion of grandparents always worried about like what am I going to be called? So when I was growing up, I used to call both sides of my grandparents, mom, dad's side, grandpa. My dad prefers to be called pops. Grandma's grandma. But my mother-in-law's Nana. So, you know, it gets all weird. Everybody's worried about
what's got something different. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Guess what I'm going to be called?
Meat man?
Yes. Meat man. Not grandpa, not papa, not like
this.
Pa.
You're going to be like this.
Meat man.
Meat man, can I have another pancake?
Yes. This is going to be great.
No. Meat man, can I have another lamb rib?
Yes. I don't care. Anything, any sentence that starts with meat man coming out of a little kid's mouth.
That's so great.
Oh my God. It's going to be the best.
Okay. My, because I am a legitimate grandfather. I'm OG.
The original.
Yeah. But OG. Not original gangster, which is where OG came from. It's we have a different version in my family, but I'm the OG. And my grandson, there's only one that can say it right now. He's like, OG, can we go over there?
OG. Oh.
Gee, it's good.
So
it's good. It's good. It's good.
It's all good. Right. It's so for... We got off base here, but for the folks that don't know, Sam had just mentioned he'd been on the Today Show a number of times. So there was a specific point in time many, many years ago where Sam was on Today Show doing the hit, and he's got the co-host at the time was Hoda Kotb. Am I saying it right?
Hoda Kotb
and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Crazy last name.
And here they are around Sam. Both of them appear to be having a conversation with one another, chiming in with nonsense talk. Sam is trying to just get in to the recipe at a start, looking for a jump off point. And then out of nowhere, Sam pulls the most ballsy move any man has ever done on live television ever in the history of television. He says,
I don't know that's true.
He says, hey, you dumb broad, shut the fuck up for 1 minute so I can get going on my recipe. Or words to that effect. What did you say?
Please, can I talk? Please, can I talk 1 minute? Which, as I say, would have been fine. Look, it would have been probably fine had I stopped there, but then I added, you know, everybody says there's too much chatter back here. That was the shit that got me in trouble.
Oh, my God.
But listen, by a little explanation.
But wait, first time but on you're leaving show, out one boy. Important point. I apologize.
Yes.
The minute no, you go worry. With the second over the top of, I hear from everybody talking about it, that you hear laughing in the background. Like people are like,
finally,
somebody told these
camera guys
two to shut up, and there's people laughing in the background because they're like, he's right. Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Listen, that was my second time on the Today Show. My first time on the Today Show, I was like a deer in the headlights. As I've said before, one of the co-hosts could have given birth on the floor right beside me, and I would have kept going. I was just like, I got to do this. I'd practice it the day before with them because that's what they do. They want to make sure you're not going to fuck up.
Yeah.
So I had what I had to do in my head, and I was going to stick by that come hell or high water. That's an expression, huh? Do you know that expression?
Yes. I know all expressions.
So the first time I you know, anything could, a bomb could have dropped, I would have kept going. But the second time, now I understand the whole thing and I'm comfortable. I'm not scared of national television anymore. And they're talking and my words can't get through to the people in the camera that are right there. I didn't know what to do. And in like two millionths of a second in my head, that came out. Please, can I talk 1 minute? And they went like, whoosh.
Yeah.
They stopped talking. And I was so amazed by that. Then I added that stupid line. You know, everybody says there's too much chatter back here. And everybody were the people that were texting me the first time I was there that said, well, they just talk all the time.
Yeah.
So then they stopped. And then that became a thing.
Do you think as you look back on it?
Howard Stern and.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were on Howard Stern because he thought that was the best thing too.
Yeah, he did. Well, he hated them.
Yes.
He hated Kathy Lee Gifford with about as much hate as you could hate somebody. He since has turned to appreciate and like her.
Do you think, like, as you look back on that, will you go back and watch that clip from time to time?
No, I don't need to. It's right here.
As it, right. When they're bebopping back and forth, do you think that line comes out because you're frustrated and it just comes out like that? Or was it a tactic?
Oh, no. No. That was not planned at all. I imagine that segment to go exactly like the first segment, like the first time I was on the Today Show. And that came out because I was frustrated. And I honestly believed inside. The Today Show brought me from San Diego to New York to show the people in the camera right there. Hold on, where it is, right there. How to make these recipes, right? And these two were talking so much on either side of me. I legitimately was concerned that the people at home couldn't understand or follow what the F I was saying. I had to just stop it. And that all happened. Everything I just said happened in my head in about 1/1,000,000th of a second. And then that shit just came out. Kelly, when I'm at some event that somebody goes, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Sam the Cooking Guy or Sam Zion, and I'm supposed to go up on stage and say something. She'll grab my arm to go, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? And I go, I don't know, sweetheart. I don't plan this. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Is that born from that incident on the Today Show?
Oh, no. It's way, way before.
It's like, is she trying to plan an escape?
The very first Emmy that I won, I got up on stage and whatever else I said, I thanked not my wife, not the crew. I thanked my lucky boxer shorts. And I came and I sat down and Kelly goes, what was that? And I go, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. It was an awkward moment. I apologize. And I don't have lucky boxer shorts. More importantly, I don't wear boxer shorts. I wear briefs.
Yeah.
So not that anybody needed to know that, but it was context.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy shit. I don't know. When I get on stage, whatever happens or in front of a camera, whatever happens, happens. People will write and they'll go, who writes your script for, you know, your YouTube episodes? And I go, does it look like there's a script? There's no script. I don't know what I'm going to say until the camera starts rolling.
You're deep frying hot dogs.
Oh, fuck. No, wait. Everybody should be deep frying hot dogs.
Yeah? Oh, wait. We're gonna go back to this.
Yeah.
Before you tonight, believe it or not, I was successfully able to rebook Andrew Zimmern on the show. You can believe it. Send him a microphone. Sounded like a
million
bucks.
You sent him a microphone.
I sent him a microphone. I was happy to do it. I was the PR person.
No,
said
I get
we it. we would like you to send your equipment. He didn't ask me, but the PR people did. Yes, it was there a week ahead of time as they requested.
Oh, fuck.
We did the whole thing. I did a sound check with him at 8 o'clock this evening, leading into the show. Everything went swimmingly, no problems, and. I said, I'm not telling you what I'm asking you tonight. We're just going. He's like, no problem. So I asked him the question, I don't know, about television. And he said, that's the best question anybody has ever asked me. I've been in television for 24 years. I've been waiting for 24 years for somebody to have the smarts and the intellect to ask me this question, and here it is.
What was the question?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines of, you've been in TV for, you know, however long, and here we are in, you know, May of 2024. Is it easier to do television now because of the sheer amount of volume of outlets, or are we at a dilution of the talent pool? And
what did he say?
Along those lines. And then, so then he paid me this grand compliment, and that was all I ever heard for the rest of the segment. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Blood was rushing in your ears. I heard that. You're a fucking genius. Like,
whoa, I got a sound clip to isolate. That's going to be great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back. Yeah. Apologize. I haven't watched. I don't watch, you know, I don't watch.
No, I don't care. Yeah. You're my, faithful podcasters.
Doing some changes, and I came directly here.
Yeah, so it's going to be, it was a wonderful compliment. He gave a very great answer, and we went into a lot of, you know.
So just assume he's not listening.
Yeah. He's
on
not
a scale
listening.
Of 1 to 10. Yeah. On a scale of, his PR people are useless. No,
nobody's listening.
Because they fucked up the whole microphone thing last time. So we know they're a bunch of dumb fucks. What would you rate his interview on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was a solid 8.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
who's been a 10? Have you had a 10?
Yeah.
Aside from me, because I know how you feel.
John Marcus, his origin story when he was inducted into the Barbecue Central Show's Guest Hall of Fame a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was a 10 because it was so much. He shared so many good stories. And he has been in contact with so many people that just as me as a common person would see on television or be able to appreciate from a comedic standpoint. The dude crashed Bob Hope's trailer at the Ohio State Fair when he was like 17 years old. He drove up from London, Ohio, which is south and west of Columbus. He heard he was going to be there. This is forever ago, too. And just...
Well, how old is he now? Wait, how old is he now? He ain't no kid.
He's probably your age or a little older.
Oh, easy now.
He might be older, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So, you know, back in the day when he's a teenager, you know, there's not the accoutrement that we have laying around here. So he hears Bob Hope's playing the Ohio State Fair, which is a huge fair, obviously. And he leaves his house from London on a whim, drives up to the fair, finds his trailer, and just boom, barges right into Bob Hope's trailer to make a pitch, to write jokes for him. He wrote jokes and brought them with him, paper jokes. And he gave them to Bob Hope, who was with some other, you know, unnamed lady in the trailer at the moment, and said, I got these jokes. You know, you read. And Bob said, give me your mailing address. And if I use them, I'll send you back, you know, I don't know, whatever it was per
$5
joke.
$5 a joke.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably what they did in those days. It was nothing, $10, $20.
Couple weeks later, he gets a piece of mail, and it's Bob Hope sending him money. He's like, these are the jokes I wrote, or these are the jokes I used. And he stuck them back in the envelope and sent him back, so he knew which ones he used. Like how Jackie used to tick off the jokes that Howard used to write, you know.
In the Jewish world, we would use the word mensch.
Mensch, yeah.
It's a guy that does the right thing.
Right.
You know? What a mensch Bob Hope was.
Yeah.
Not Jewish, by the way. But that's a proper guy.
So that story led into... I think the return address on the envelope was from New York City. So he cuts out the address on the envelope and plots a course to go from London, Ohio now to New York City. And
now he's a fucking stalker.
Yes, but it's different back in those days. And like ends up running into him in a hotel lobby, and they remember, and like they've kind of start
running into.
Oh, I'm surprised to see you here from London, Ohio. To see you. And now he's writing, and then he was writing jokes for him. You know, he gave him another shot. So, I mean, just, you know, great stories like that. Then talking about his, you know, how he had worked with Bill Cosby on the Cosby Show, and he was at home. This is another one that really stuck with me. He was at home in London, Ohio, which is nowhere, as I'd mentioned. He's taking a stroll outside during Thanksgiving, and his dad wanted him to be a pediatrician. His brother was a doctor. It was like the family thing was to be a doctor, but he bucked the horse and, you know, decided he was going to be
the horse.
Bucked.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, I didn't know what you do in Ohio.
He's doing comedian. So he's doing his writing and executive producing, very successful. He's like, and I'm out on Thanksgiving night. It was a Thursday night, 8 o'clock, and I'm walking the street. And every home I look in, Cosby Show, Cosby Show, Cosby Show. And it's his show. He was executive producer and showrunner for Cosby Show during their biggest run for like an 8-year span. And here I am walking my hometown streets, and everybody's watching the show that I'm EP on. And it was just stories like that. I mean, that was, that was a 10 out of 10.
That's good. Okay, wait. If that was a 10 out of 10, who was the 1 out of 10? Come on, you can say it.
Yeah,
you know who it is.
I was trying to remember his name. This was a long time ago. By the way, no offense, and if it gets back to him, which I doubt, the pit master for a team called Serial Griller, his name's Mark Breen. Very accomplished pitmaster, champion, world champion many times over.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead. But
the worst of the worst. No energy, no chutzpah.
Yeah, that's bad. Energy is
monotone.
Bad. Energy is bad.
And I'm sure he was as gimmicked up as he could have been. But I mean, it was like, how can I get out of this even quicker than I thought I was going to get out of this? And it was like that. And that's the interview I knew, like, sometimes you can't have people back on. You know, if he wins another contest, I'm not having him back. And he could win the Jack Daniels or the American Royal, and he's not coming back on the show. That's just the way it is.
Let's call it, a 6-7 minute interview?
Well, the first time I ran him out, so it was like, it was a 14-minute interview.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
At what point in that 14 minutes did you go, this is hair?
Oh,
poor,
1 minute.
Oh, you let it go that long?
Yes. Yeah, but this was years ago. He showed up.
None of us are the way we are now back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say this, it's like riding a bike. You struggle, you fall, you break your elbow, you hit your butt, you know. Now we can all ride a bike, but it takes experience and practice, and that means an awful lot.
So let's get back to boiling hot dogs. Deep frying hot dogs.
Which, by the way, if you don't have it, look, if you don't have oil, you don't want to deep fry a hot dog. The best thing you can do is take a hot dog, make little cuts all the way around it, then throw it in boiling water. Give it a few minutes, 2 minutes or 3 minutes or something, to be fine. Those little cuts you've made will open up. Then take it out of the water. Then throw it in a hot pan, nonstick pan, cast iron pan. Doesn't make any difference at that point. Get some color on it. The cuts will open up even more. It'll be fantastic. Mm. But if you can take that hot dog before you do anything, and if you can buy an all beef natural casing.
Yeah. Snappy.
And throw it in 350 degree oil for a minute or a minute and a half, you will find a new religion in what you're about to eat. I'm not kidding. It is transformational.
It doesn't crack the case? It doesn't split?
It does crack the case, which actually makes it better. There's a place in New Jersey, Clifton, New Jersey, called Rutt's Hut. That I don't know if they claim to be the originator, but what they have is something called a ripper. And they deep fry. And they're called rippers because they bust open. Mm. It's not about whether they bust open or not. I feel like if they do, you're better off. But what it does, it makes a super snappy bite on the outside. Oh, yeah. It cooks them perfectly. They're amazing. Look, you can eat a hot dog raw. The shit's already cooked. Just barely warm one up and you're fine. But when you take it and you throw it in oil and you do that for a couple of minutes, that's amazing.
How do you scramble your eggs? I'm not talking about like the preparation where you get the fork underneath and all, but like actually cooking them into the pan.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, I'm partial to slow scrambled eggs. I like low heat. I like butter and oil in the pan. I like to move them around. It can take me 5 minutes. It can take me 10 minutes and I'm okay with it.
Are you just like looking for a soft? Is it a look?
It's a look. It's a feel. I like a soft curded scrambled egg. I mean, look, you can do it in like 30 seconds in a super hot pan, but I don't like it to. What's going on there?
Cat.
What are you doing? The fucking cat again?
Yeah. Again.
When are you going to put your foot down, be the man in that house and go, we don't have cats anymore, love. It's never happened.
Yeah, right.
You're owned by the women in that house.
Yeah, I know it.
I get it. I like my scrambled eggs soft. Wait, by the way, what we have a video coming up. I was in Hong Kong 2 weekends ago. And we shot what will come out maybe in a month. The 50 things you need to eat in Hong Kong. And one of them was French toast.
Yeah.
Deep fried. Stuffed with satay beef.
Really?
And when I tell you this shit is life effing changing. Mm. Oh my God.
So is it like two pieces of French toast and then beef in between, you like a sandwich?
Two thick pieces of bread.
Yeah.
Like a, as you say, sandwich. I don't know where the G came from. Doesn't work for me. But you make satay beef. There's oil. There's you know, whatever. There's soy sauce and garlic and whatever, all that stuff, right? You cook the beef. It's beautifully cooked. Then you take these two pieces of bread and you put a giant pile of it here. You put the thing on top.
Yeah.
Then you dip that sandwich in the beaten egg and then you deep fry it.
Wow.
I shallow fried it. And it is fucking life changing. Wow. It is insanely delicious. Insanely delicious.
What am I making for dinner tomorrow night?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're making the balsamic chicken that's on the website. That is about a 2-hour marinade. It's a handful of ingredients, obviously oil, garlic, balsamic vinegar. It is so good. It is so flavorful. And I would say use chicken thighs if you're a chicken thigh person, which I mean, I'm going to guess you should do that as a poll.
Oh, it's 100% are chicken thighs.
I think you can say 100%. There's going to be a small percentage of people that are, they're going to be like chicken breast things. But chicken breast is fine if you cook it properly, but whatever. But it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, chicken thighs are the best.
You can't beat a chicken thigh. You cannot beat a chicken thigh.
All right.
Look, there's no barbecue competitions that are asking people to cook chicken breasts. Am I right?
No. Everybody's turning in chicken thighs. Of course. Because got to be a reason.
Those guys know.
It's got to be a reason.
Of course, there's a reason.
All right. Hit up Sam's website, thecookingguy.com, for all recipes. And the majority of those recipes will also have the corresponding video attached. So if you would like to watch it, you have the full recipe for your shopping. If you'd like to buy gear, shop stcg.com. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, as 3.7 million of you have as of 1 p.m. today. Sam, always appreciate the time.
Forgot the balloons. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no.
I appreciate you.
Yes.
And I miss you. I haven't seen you. We haven't talked. Let's talk more this week.
All right. I'll make it a point.
I'll call you tomorrow. We'll talk shit about somebody.
I'm going to text you, and I expect a reply in 1 minute or less.
1 minute.
That's right.
You got it. I'm here all for right. you, buddy.
Sam the cooking all guy right. right there. Love Sam. All right, quick look at the poll. 58% of you, it's dropping now, and the no reply expectation at all is creeping up. I don't think we're going to get to 50-50 before the end of the show. A lot of votes have been cast, but 58% say 5 minutes or less, and 30% now are saying that there is no expectation at all that you are going to give a reply back. I find that to be shocking, but so be it. All right, we'll come back. I have one thing to tell you about. Two things to tell you about, and then an additional item. That's very convoluted. Stick with me. Let's talk about Franklin Barbecue Pits, because if you're looking for an offset pit, and you're looking for one made by one of the most foremost authorized as a Franklin Barbecue Pit, built by Aaron Franklin, for the barbecue purists who want to take their craft to the next level, you have a deeply thought out and refined version of the old propane tank style cookers that Aaron built for his Franklin Barbecue restaurant. Reflects this kind of bare bones industrial handmade aesthetic that he loves, as in the patina and the way the build allows you to see the welds and the craftsmanship. Primarily made of 5/16 and 1/4 inch thick American made steel. Anything that sees heat is engineered to be incredibly solid and should last at least 100 years or more if cared for properly. The thickness of that steel guarantees professional-grade heat retention, which is a critical component to making great barbecue. Every Franklin pit is unique unto itself, and that includes the own natural markings and the own badge number as well. Franklin pits can be found at barbecue specialty stores in select regions of the country. If you're a listener of the show and you own such a store and you want to become a certified Franklin dealer, visit franklinbbqpits.com and fill out the dealer form. If you're a listener of the show and you want to own one and you're not in part of the country that has a certified Franklin dealer nearby, you can also visit franklinbbqpits.com and purchase a pit. Franklin Pits will ship a Franklin pit to your driveway. So either way, if you want to become a supplier or a dealer because you're already a supplier, hit the website and fill out the dealer form, or just buy one if you want. No problem. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Whole packers, full racks, legs and thighs, injecting butts. If you've never heard this before, you might think you found the best Triple X show ever. Let's get back to the most homoerotic host out there today, Craig Rempe.
And we thank Sam the Cooking Guy for joining us for an extended second hour segment. This portion brought to you by Aladino Cigars and JRE Tobacco, makers of the Corojo Reserva line, Aladino Classics, Sumatra, and of course they have the new blends out or that are coming out, the full 100% Cameroon wrapper binder filler, and the Fumanoche, which should be hitting shelves here fairly quickly. In fact, Thursday, I should have my new monthly shipment coming in. So a lot of you have emailed me. I'm waiting for that shipment to come in. Also, McAuliffe is going to start sponsoring the show as well here shortly. I'm just waiting to get all the new cigars in. There's like 3 or 4 or 5 of you that are looking for those samples that I'm going to send out. But I've been in contact with you guys. So just hang out, a little more patience, and then you'll have samples of Aladino and McAuliffe, some of the best cigars out there on the market today. Now, I want to show you this because, as I had mentioned, we have new sponsor of the show, Winners Products, which is a manufacturer. That's key to keep mentioning. They're a manufacturer. So you can't go to any retail outlet and say, I want to see the Winners grill. People aren't going to know what that means. So they're making Pro Series for Sam's Club. If you're in the market for a griddle, and this is on the Doorbuster over at Sam's Club, this is a 5-burner, all stainless, gas, flat top griddle, whatever you want to call it. It's got the nice side shelves there. It's got a hood over the top of it. Look at the price point, $399. Are you kidding me? A especially when you look at some of the other brands that have now introduced the high-end stainless brand, like Blackstone is, they have a model now $2,000. This is sub $500 for what appears to be probably 36 inches in left to right. Not sure what the front to back is. Get another shot here. You got the trash hole right there in the front. Can't be in the back because Blackstone has that patented. You can't do that. A lot of things they got patents on. So the hole's in the front, in case you were wondering. But again, for $399 on the Sam's Club website, it's probably similar in store. But I know on the website, you can get it by May 21st. Ships free right to you. For $399. So again, if you're looking for what some would consider to be a more higher end, a lot of value built into the product and at a price point that's going to be hard to beat, $399 for that. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That is unbelievable. So if you're in the market, might I recommend the Members Mark Pro Series 5-Burner Gas Griddle? Again, only available at Sam's Club because that's where the Winners products are for the Members Mark. That's their brand, and Winners makes them for them. And again, we'll have a lot more conversation with my guy James. He'll be on at the end of the month for the first time. We'll get some background on him, what Winners all about, and this new grill that we're talking about that's got 5 burners and that oven mode that you may or may not have seen in some of my stories here over the past couple of years. But now it's finally infiltrating America, baby. Because America loves not only a grill that operates like a grill, but one that they can set a temperature at. And again, you don't have to plug it in. So be on the lookout. All right, one more to catch up, and then we will call it a night. Listen up, gang. Our friends at Big Papa Smokers have something special just for you, listeners of the show. Whether you're a seasoned pitmaster or a grilling newbie, Big Papa Smokers, your one-stop shop for all things barbecue. From their championship rubs, mouth-watering sauces, essential accessories, they've got what you need to take your food to the next level, both on the competition circuit and in the backyard. Here's the cherry on top. Big Papa Smokers offering the listeners of the Barbecue Central Show an exclusive deal. Use the code REMPE at checkout. That's REMPE. And you'll get $10 off your next $50 purchase of rubs, sauces, and accessories. Imagine the possibilities. Evaluate your ribs with Big Papa's Sweet Money, or add Big Papa's Desert Gold to your chicken, or better yet, pick up Big Papa's Double Secret and add it to your steak, and then see what happens. Head on over to BigPapaSmokers.com right now and start shopping today and start saving today when you use promo code REMPE at checkout to claim your $10 off your next order of $50 or more. Also, don't forget to check out Big Papa's full line of recipes at CookingWithBigPapa.com. That's CookingWithBigPapa.com. And of course, follow them on social media platforms for all the amazing recipes. We are back to wrap it with a reminder for tomorrow's live show.
We'll do it live.
That's right. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Let's get back to a guy who has more experience giving you his opinion than he actually has cooking. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, thank you, David Lee, for throwing it back to me. Quick reminder, programming note, tomorrow, May 8th, by the way, we say happy birthday to Bobby Rempe for May 8th. How about that? Good for you. I think she's going to be 23. Can that be right? It's got to be right. She's got to be turning 23. Holy moly. Every year quicker and quicker as the years fly by. So she's also graduating college on Saturday, nurse pinning ceremony Thursday, and then Maddie graduating college a year early on Friday from the Kent States. And she starts PA school on Monday. So no rest for the wicked as far as she's concerned. And everybody growing up, Marley's last day of high school this Friday. Everybody's changing. Programming note, May 8th, 2024. at 3 p.m. Eastern, we will be announcing in conjunction with the American Royal and our pal Amy Mills from 17th Street Barbecue, the official top 10 finalists list for this year's Barbecue Hall of Fame. So if you would like to hear which 10 individuals are tapped this year, we'll see who might be repeating from years past. We'll see who's new and who hasn't been on years past. We'll see if I get on there potentially, but who knows? We'll see. And all will be revealed tomorrow, 3 p.m. if you miss it on podcast, of course. And then 2 weeks after that, on the 22nd, we will reveal the actual 2024 Barbecue Hall of Fame class. And those will be 4 living members, 3 legacy members. And then we'll also see if there's going to be an impact award this year or not. The last 2 years, there have been. Barbecue Forum got it last year. Unsung Black Barbecue Cooks got it in that first year that that award was made available. Okay, good enough. Let's go. All the way back in the first hour, Malcolm Reed joined me from Roswell, Georgia, sounding great. And then Andrew Zimmer from Minnesota, home based in Minnesota, like Prince, except Andrew. Paid me the best compliment I've ever had in my whole entire show life, and I'll isolate that and run it ad nauseum. If you think I'm overbearing now with sound drops, you are going to learn to love it. Because you'll have no choice, as the great Ric Flair said. Appreciate him stopping by. We were supposed to be here in January, but we rebooked it. Well worth the time, well worth the wait. And then Sam the Cooking Guy in the second hour, great as always. CookingGuy.com, his website. ShopSTCG.com, Andrew Zimmern, his personal website where you can link to all of his stuff. And then Malcolm Reed can be found, of course, at HowToBBQRight.com. Big show planned for you next week. Meathead and Robert Moss and many others. We have lead up going into Memphis in May, so we'll see what that looks like. We're jam-packed for the next 2 months, 3 months. We'll see how it goes, but always booking great guests. So, how do I always leave you? September 11, 2001, I will never forget. And until tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, where we unveil the top 10 finalists for the 2024 Barbecue Hall of Fame, this is your program host, proud U.S. American. September 11, 2001, I will never forget. Good night now.
Sam the Cooking Guy, and you're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Some call him a fool, some even call him a douchebag, but I say Greg Rempe is the greatest thing to happen to the barbecue since cavemen.